To it and the lid picks up.
Okay, so he brings now a great Gemara. That was our Dienu Chacham Zal, Ba'amra. So it's an incredible Gemara. It's one of the most fascinating slash Shver Gemaras. Shver? Shver. Difficult, difficult Gemaras.
Fair, I thought it was weak or no, that's Shvat.
Hashvach is weak, Shver is hard. And it's a very hard Gemara to understand.
Okay, let's hear it.
The Gemara says it was a machlokes for years between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the question was, would it have been better had man not been created altogether? Or is it good that man was created? So the Gemara says that this is a machlokes between Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel was going back and forth. Is it better had man never been created? Or is it better had he had been created? Then they decided really it would have been better had a man never been created. But Shanivra, but now that he was created, he has to go do learn Musar and make sure he's doing the right thing. Now, on a total side note, I want to tell you the Vilna Gaon's pshat on this Gemara.
It's a Vilna Gaon's pshat. It's never a side note in this
In
one.
this room, the Vilna Gaon is not the side
Zeker,
note,
zeker.
and it's Zikr. The Vilna Gaon says a wild pshat in this Gemara because this Gemara makes no sense. Keep shooting. What's the question? Is it better had man never been created? If it was better had man never been created, then he wouldn't have been created. We're at Smart and God over here. What's the discussion over here? Is it better? I have a better system for the world. God didn't have to create man. Well, what? What type of Gemara is that? Well, what's the conversation? So the Gaon says what the Gemara's conversation is the following. It's talking about someone after his first Gilgal, and he has
Oh,
stuff left to do in the Gilgal Sheni.
right.
He has stuff to do in the second Gilgal. Is it better to have you given the opportunity to fix up your stuff in the Gilgal Sheni? Is it better to come back in the Gilgal Sheni and have the opportunity to do more and more mitzvahs? Or are you better off having finished your job off in the Gilgal Rishon? And even though you can't do any more mitzvahs, but at least you're not coming back to this world again, because you already finished your role. Is it better to come back in Gilgal
Is
Sheni?
this a second question or is this related to the first question?
According to the Vilna
This
Gaon,
is the
this is the
question.
pshat in the question. This is what the Gemara meant. There is no question. Was it better had man never been created? Of course, man should have been created. So the Gemara Shiloh was: is it better to not come back in the Gilgal Sheni versus right? And on that, the Gemara says, really, it's better not to come back in the Gilgal Sheni. Even though when you come back in the Gilgal Sheni, you could do more mitzvahs, but you're also susceptible to more aveiros. So it's too risky. It's not worth the risk of messing
It's
up.
not like you have a choice, do you?
No, you don't.
Okay.
Right. But it's saying, theoretically speaking, the Gilgal Sheni is not the best case scenario. But now that you're on a key and you're here and you're in a Gilgal Sheni, you should be mamash. You should review your deeds. Why should you? What?
This story is that somebody goes up to Shemayim after being 20 and they say, you want a chance to go back down. Maybe we do have a choice. Is there such a possibility that we have a choice to go with Shane? We want to take it or not?
I think the stories are few and far between, right?
Are those stories?
Some of them are, but.
So, the Rosh Hashanah never heard of such a thing like that before. Then, you guys can
There's
access.
been stories of a deal that I've heard from people who have died, and they said, look, this is your choice.
That's what I mean. That's
Yeah.
not the story. Yeah.
Not, but the Gilgal Sheni, okay, you're going back down, but you're not going to remember anything. You're just going to have
But he's
all.
saying,
But to come back to life is what the question.
I've only spoken to people that are alive and have always been alive. I've actually never spoken to anyone that was
Maybe you should
become
really try to
completely.
get out a little bit more,
I
right?
never spoke to anyone that was dead
Get
once,
out of the
to
coil,
be
get out of
honest
the
with you.
coil from
Now,
that story.
maybe I'm yellow night. Maybe I gotta get out there a little more.
No,
But
so there's
heaven.
stories. I don't know if they're true or not, but Near
the
death experiences,
yeah,
right? Near death experiences where this one guy who's become like an internet rabbi
naturally.
star, right? that his mission, he had to go and tell his story. That's what they, one of the things they said, you have to pay back all the people you stole from. You have to tell this story the rest of your life. And there was one other thing, I forget. And so that's what he does. He goes around and
It's subscribers.
tells his story.
Right.
It's very
But it's only off
an
deny that I have 1 million followers or more, so please help me get to my
subscribers.
goal. So anyway, so bottom line is that what is the so says the Gra, if you're gonna come back into this world, it's on one condition. It's the condition is that you should look into your meisim. And then he says, because you're only here to fix your problem. So frek the Gra. Had you know what your problem is in the previous world to know how to fix it, and this is that girl that I've always said over, so says the girl, because the thing that you struggle with the most, the reason you why you struggle with it, why some people they have a very hard time with Lashon Hara, some people have a hard time with they can't control their stomach, they eat a lot, some people can't control the way that what they look at, some people can't control different things, so. Why do some people just randomly have this problem and some people have that challenge? Why? This is the reason is because that's where you failed in the previous Gilgal. And therefore you're put, and therefore you have a predisposition to that issue, to that problem in this Gilgal. And your job in this Gilgal is to fix that problem. So whatever your problem is, don't avoid it. Rather, deal with it head on, because otherwise you're not dealing with your main challenge or the main reason you were put on this world. Okay. Now the Mesillas Yesharim does not go with this Vilna Gaon's Pshat and the Gemara. He goes with the Pashut Pshat, which is why was a person created in this world? It had would have been better had you never been created. So if it would have been better had you never been created, why Taka you've been created? Zakta Gemara, Va'asha Shenivra, but now that you were created, Yefashvesh b'maisav, Va'amri Yimashvesh b'maisav. Now, according to the Maharal of Prague, what the Gemara means is similar to the Gra, but not exactly. What the Gemara is talking about is in the Gilgal Rishon. It's talking about in the original creation, and the Gemara's question is not if you are we outsmarting God. Would it have been better to never been created or better to yes been created? The issue is that had you achieved perfection, you only the way to achieve perfection is by adding on mitzvahs. So is it better to come into this world to try to perfect yourself more to do mitzvahs? Or is it better, or no, because what you lose by doing Averis in the perfection of your neshama is greater than what you gain from the mitzvahs that you could do. And therefore, coming to this world is an overall negative experience and not an overall positive experience. Because overall, you started over here with the neshama. You did mitzvahs, but you did Averis. So the risk you take by doing Averis is too risky. So it would have been better had a person not been given the opportunity to come in this world, his neshama would have been probably in a better state. But Asher Shenivra, make sure you don't do Averis. If Asher Shenivra, then you mash mishmaris. That's how the, I believe the Maharal in Prague learns this more. Now, what is Yifash Mishmaris and what is Yimash Mishmaris? What are these two things? Yefash is you should kind of
Inspect.
inspect. Yemashmesh is you should feel it out. So what are these two mahalchim? They're both two ways to analyze your deeds to make sure they add up with your ultimate goals. The first one is look over your actions and see do they fit in with your master plan. Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I not doing what I'm not supposed to be doing? Etc. Okay? What's mishmush? But mishmush is, you know what? I am doing everything right. I am doing the things I'm supposed to be doing, but yet I need to go deeper to see and analyze, am I doing them right? So the first thing is, a guy's not from or whatever. I'm not doing well, I'm on the wrong path. I'm missing it. I'm missing the point. Then there's another thing. No, I learn, I daven, I do chesed. But is my learning the way it's supposed to be? Is my davening the way it's supposed to be? Am I learning the way I'm supposed to be learning? Am I learning what I'm supposed to be learning, et cetera, et cetera? That's the next level. And both are of equal importance. Okay?
So if it has nothing to do with the primary question, why is it even there? Why don't they just say the real question?
No, according to this, it has a lot to do with the primary question. The question was it too risky to be put in this world? The answer is it was very risky to be put in this world. But there's one solution, which is be proactive in analyzing your mice. And if you're proactive in analyzing your deeds, that's the way you can protect yourself in being put in this world, which really is not good for you. Or not good for you, but it poses a
But you had
tremendous
to wait
risk.
till you got to this class to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.